Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC, and if you are drinking a cup of coffee this morning, try to savor every last sip because coffee prices are at a 13-year high, and it looks like they'll continue to climb as global coffee consumption is outpacing production. And you chocolate lovers, well, cocoa prices are also on the rise, and some are predicting that in 20 years, chocolate will be the new caviar. Coffee and chocolate are just the most delicious commodities that start with C that are experiencing high prices this year. Cotton as well. And gold, which doesn't start with C, also on the list. We knew about the gold, but some of these may be new to people. There aren't commercials on the business channels, business editor Charlie Herman, for people to invest in chocolate like there are to invest in gold every 20 minutes, right?
Exactly. But if you wanted to find a way, you could invest for sure in coffee or chocolate or any of these sorts of raw materials that are huge favorites amongst.
And WNYC business editor Charlie Herman is here. Coffee beans, how much of a price hike are we seeing?
What we've seen for the raw beans, this is what's harvested in countries like Colombia and Brazil, Indonesia, is they're up about 50% from a year ago. The price has been fluctuating a little bit recently, but there's just this genuine concern that as demand around the world has increased for coffee, supplies aren't keeping up. And that demand is really coming from countries like India and China, and even some coffee-producing countries like Brazil and Vietnam.
The surge in the number of coffee drinkers. This is, do you remember before the big crash of the financial sector in September of 2008, gasoline prices were getting higher and higher and higher. Of course, they came down with everything else.
Record highs over $4.
But it was record highs. And at the time, the analysis was the exploding middle class in China and India. They're just consuming more and more gasoline.
They have more and more cars,
and that's why the price is going up. It's the same thing with chocolate and coffee?
It really is in a way. When I was doing the research on this story and talking to people, I was reminded of that huge rise in prices that we saw in – that was about July of 2008. And I kept thinking, is coffee like oil basically? Could you reach peak coffee? Could you reach peak cocoa where there's just not enough of it being made? And most people said that probably wouldn't happen because you can plant more coffee. But one of the difficulties is it takes about 5 years from once you plant a new tree before it actually starts producing coffee beans. And a lot of land has also been taken out of production. It's really a boom-bust cycle like oil. And when there's been big busts, farmers have ripped out the coffee trees and they've sold it to make to put in rubber or pineapple or to build condos or hotels. So the other thing about peak coffee is that while there's more people around the world consuming it, here in the U.S., consumption has stayed about relatively even. It's not like if coffee were to drop to 50 cents a cup, you would start buying 10 cups a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a constant level. So it's more as around the world people start consuming it that you'll see the prices go up. And the other thing I'd say is that we can live without coffee. Maybe not.
Some people.
You could maybe live with
Speak
a little
for yourself.
Less. No, I couldn't. But I really couldn't. But it's not like gasoline where we're such an economy that's so dependent on oil. There's very little that we can do. And so there is a little bit of worry that if coffee prices were to go too high, what's the level at which people decide, well, I'm not going to buy this cup of coffee at Starbucks. I'm just going to make it at home.
What do you think?
Well, you know, I spoke with somebody at the Specialty Coffee Association who, granted, is interested in promoting coffee. But he talked about that there's been a real shift. If you look back 10, 20 years ago, the Mad Men era, as you're just talking about, people looked at coffee as a can of coffee and they would buy it in larger quantities. And if you look at that, for example, Maxwell House has increased the price of about 30 cents per pound. That's a bigger increase. But if you look at the per cup price, if you're paying, say, $1.50 or $2 for a cup of coffee, the retailers can probably increase that price by 5 cents or 10 cents. One coffee company I spoke to here, Cafe Grumpy, said that they would probably increase prices by about 10 cents. That may not be enough for you to actually say, well, I'm not going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this whole question of what's the high price? Is it $2 or is it $5? We're not at $5 yet.
And in the short term, there was bad weather in Central and South America. As you reported, only 126 million bags of coffee were produced last year compared to 129 million bags of coffee that were consumed. So,
and there are supplies of coffee, but there that are sort of warehoused. But the concern is, what's the quality of that? Will it be able to keep up with demand? Brazil is the world's largest coffee-producing country, and it is expected to surpass the U.S. very soon in terms of the amount of coffee consumption. The Brazilian Coffee Industry Association has been heavily marketing coffee consumption in that country, and as there's been an emerging middle class, coffee consumption has been going up. In Vietnam, a couple of years ago, they started producing a type of coffee, and there's been a huge surge in coffee shops opening in Vietnam. In India, a place where you normally associate with tea, it's expected that in a couple of years it will become a net importer of coffee. So many people there are now drinking coffee. So, yeah, blame it on the rest of the world if you want.
And then there's chocolate. We mentioned earlier the hedge fund in the UK that seems to be buying up all the chocolate in the world. Here's a version of this story from AOL News from July 19th, and it started by saying, parents worldwide may agree that too much chocolate is a bad thing, but one British hedge fund manager clearly would differ. Last week, Anthony Ward, manager of the hedge fund Armahara Holdings, made a big bet on the rising price of chocolate by picking up about $1 billion worth of cocoa beans. And in a departure from business as usual, where traders simply trade the rights to buy or sell commodities at a certain price in the future, Ward had all 240,000 tons physically delivered to his office.
And that's an interesting thing. Another reason why you're probably seeing some of these higher prices is you have people like him coming into the market. You have investors and hedge funds, and as they're looking for places to make money, they are putting it into things like commodities because they're seeing the prices go up. And the expectation is that as China and India and these countries continue to do well, let's invest in coffee. Interest rates are so low right now because of the Federal Reserve's actions. We're looking for money. Let's put it here, and we'll wait to see if we can make profits there. The one thing I will say is that when you look at the statistics that have come out over the last couple of weeks about inflation, we really haven't seen a lot of inflation overall for consumers. So as much as we're talking about these rising prices for coffee and cocoa, a lot of it is getting eaten by the middlemen, by the companies. You know, I spent time with a roaster in Brooklyn, a Gillies coffee company, and they've been in business for about 170 years. They have really been trying not to pass on those costs because they know that if they increase it too much, that people mm-hmm. could start changing behavior. So,
right. And I don't buy a lot of candy bars, but this says world chocolate prices have more than doubled in the past 2 years. But I don't know that we see that in the price of a Snickers bar.
Exactly. And also, like, that's to buy the raw material that can make hundreds of Snickers bars. So at the per price level at the Snickers bar, you might be able to increase it, say, 10 cents or 20 cents versus at the 100% increase that you're getting for the raw ingredient. So again, this is one of those where talking to people, there's this wave of higher prices way in the back where they're picking the coffee beans or they're doing the process to get the cocoa out. And that could be coming towards us. So it's something to keep an eye out. A lot of manufacturers have been increasing their prices at the shopping mall.
And by the way, with a nod to the James Bond villain Goldfinger, the British press has been calling this hedge fund manager Chalkfinger. few seconds left. How about cotton?
Cotton's been up as well. There were just a couple of weeks ago, it was up about 100% from a year ago. You have a lot of apparel manufacturers who have said that they are going to have to increase the price of their goods, perhaps going into the holidays, if not after the holidays, or replacing cotton, using other man-made fabrics to try and reduce it. So if you didn't like polyester before, you may have little choice if you want to avoid higher prices.
Changing value of the dollar, a factor in that?
There is, to a degree. I mean, the critics of the Federal Reserve will say its recent actions have been pushing down the value of the dollar, and that when the dollar is worthless, if you are a European business and you are buying coffee in dollars, your euro is now worth more than dollars. So you can actually buy more coffee at a cheaper price. It's basically the price has gone up because you have to spend more dollars to buy that.
WNYC Business Editor Charlie Herman, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Paige Cowett produced today's program with Alan Smith, Rachel Senator, and Amy Machado. We had intern help today from a whole list of people who I had in front of me and no longer do. But we thank all our interns, and that's Jason Isaac at the audio controls, our senior producer, Megan Ryan. Talk to you tomorrow. I'm Brian Lehrer.